Hello. It is good to be here. Thank you very much for allowing me to come and speak today. I am Barbara Versace, and let me start by kind of introducing myself to some of you and reintroducing myself to others. I started in politics in Akron, Ohio. I am from Akron, Ohio. Yeah. I started off as an Akron City Councilwoman in 1983. I can't believe it, 1983. I was elected the first African-American woman to ever serve on Akron City Council. There I served as a chair of finance and on the board of control in the city of Akron. From there I went to Summit County Government, Summit County Auditor's Office. For 12 years I worked there in an administrative position in Summit County Auditor's Office. Then I kind of looked around and decided I wanted to do a few other things. I took a short leave of absence from the auditor's office and became the Ohio political director for the Clinton Gore campaign in 1992. Yeah! In 1994, I was asked by the party to run the state treasurer, became the Democratic nominee for state treasurer in 1994. Went back to the auditor's office after that race. You know what happened in 1994? Woo! That's when it started. After that, I spent more time in the auditor's office and decided that I wanted to be an elected official again. And so I ran for state representative in 2000, and now I stand here as state representative from the 44th House District in Akron, Ohio. I serve as the ranking member on the Finance, Health, and Human Services Committee for this term. The last two terms, I served as the ranking member on Ways and Means. I am the president of the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus. I am married to Vernon Zeitz, who is out in the hallway there, and we have two daughters and one wonderful grandson, Hugh. That's Barbara Zeitz. Let me just start off by saying that, you know, Ohio has good people. When there's anything that happens in Ohio or around the country, Ohioans are the first to say, how can I help? What can I do? But yet we find that throughout the state and in various cities, counties, villages, and all over, we are losing levy. People are saying, I am not going to pay any more taxes. Now, why is that? Because we have such wonderful people in this state. Is it because they're just tired of paying taxes? They may be part of it. But I think that part of the reason is that when we go back to our citizens and we say, would you please pay for this? They kind of look at me and kind of ask us the same question that our parents asked us. What did you do with the money that I gave you already? We've had Republicans so far that have not been able to answer that question very well. And they don't answer that question well because whatever they say, no one seems to believe it, because when they open the paper and they see that we're spending our money on Beanie Babies, wine, and rare corn, it tends to become a problem. So it's not that our people don't want to help us educate our children properly. I don't think that's the case. I think that they want to make sure that when they give us the money, that we're doing with the money what we said we were going to do with the money. And they're not quite sure that that is happening in the state of Ohio. Because we have a problem here. I want to say to you today, I am running to be state auditor. Not in order to be the auditor. I want to do the auditing. I want to do, and that's what's necessary, in order to make sure that we can restore the trust back in our citizens. I want to make sure that we do what we need to do. We've had people for 16 years in these offices wanting to be auditor in order to become governor, wanting to be lieutenant governor in order to become governor, wanting to be the secretary of state in order to become governor, wanting to be, we need to want to do, in order to do the things that we know we need to do, to get us out of the hole. Now, I don't know if you know or not, I had announced that I am retiring. I decided I am not going to be a member of the Ohio House of Representatives anymore. I'm retired. I had my spa appointments already scheduled a year from now. I knew where I was going to go. I had told my daughter, choose your graduate school according to the weather, because I worked at weather so I could visit more often. I had my life planned out. But as I looked around, I realized that what is happening in Ohio, we all share some responsibility for this. You know, I would love to stand up here as a Democrat and say it has been a Republican problem all throughout. It has not been. We are all responsible for this. So when I was approached about running for state office, I had to really think about it because I did have my life planned out a little bit differently than standing up here today, even though I love you all. I really had not planned on driving down. It is the snow and the rain and the sleet, and it's really kind of scary out there right now. I had not planned on spending my Saturdays doing this. But I realized that I have been part of the problem because I have spent almost 30 years in politics, and I need to help bring a solution. And I think the solution is making sure that we restore the trust back to our citizens, making sure that we do the things that we know how to do to say, you can trust us. If you give me your money as the chief accounting officer in the state of Ohio, I will report back to you what's happening with your money. You won't read it in the newspaper first, because it will be my responsibility to tell you. The auditor, according to the Constitution, has the responsibility to yearly review every book of every school, every city, every town, every village, every university, everyone that receives any state money. That's the responsibility of the auditor's office. No one should know better what's happening with your money than the auditor. But yet we find out about these things in the newspaper. So how can you trust what's happening here? I am saying to you that whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you're from urban or rural, whether you're white or black, whether you're man or woman, if you misuse, abuse, misappropriate, misallocate, just downright steal state money, I will lead the way to make sure that you go to jail. It's just that. To serve. It has been my honor to have you go to the polls every other year and vote for Barbara Sykes. And if you didn't vote for Barbara Sykes, you voted for Vernon Sykes. It has been our honor to serve you. And I will not do anything to make you think that you cannot believe that I will continue to be the same type of public servant that I have always been. You may not want to hear what I have to say all the time, but I'll tell you. And I may not like saying it all the time, but I'll say it. Because I know there is nothing any more fundamentally responsible for me as an elected official to do is to let you know that at the board of directors, that I am here doing what you want me to do with your money. That I am here protecting you and making sure that we will continue to be able to do for all of the people in the state of Ohio what we can do as individuals. I am here to tell you that I am one that you can trust with your money. I am happy where I am. I don't want to be governor. I don't want to be anything except your auditor. And then once I serve for 2 terms, I will go to my spa and sit down. But, you know, as Lee Fisher said a while back, you know, you do unusual things. You make unusual decisions during unusual times. These are very unusual times. Our people are hurting in this state. As I sit on the Finance Committee and listen to folks come before us and talk to us about the concerns that they have and what's happening in every part of our life, in healthcare, in education, in jobs, in unemployment. You know, you just sit there, I'm just overwhelmed by it all. I'm just overwhelmed. I know we can bring this state back to where we need to be. This is a great state with wonderful people. And I'm asking you to join me today, to join me in pointing out the fact that this state deserves good representation. This state should not take a second seat to anyone in this country. We have the best people in the world. I am asking you to join me, Barbara Sykes, and make sure that I become your next auditor, your 31st auditor in the state of Ohio. And so we can continue to bring ourselves up and put ourselves where we need to be in leading this country and being an example and being in the top 1% as opposed to the bottom half of this country. so we can lead this country, we can show people what we're all about, and so that we can do the job of the people. I thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you today.
Is there any hope? Because it seems like so much of that has been buried. The paper trail is running thin. Do you have any? Have you any specific ideas if you can recoup any of that? If investigation can be kind of revived on those?
We can recoup a lot of that money. Again, as I said, the auditor has the responsibility of going in every year and reviewing every book. Now, if for some reason, there's a reason to go in other than once a year. The auditor can pretty much go in and review the books anytime that she wants to. And in doing so, you can do a number. You can do a performance of it. You know, basically we think about just going in and looking at the numbers and see. But when we're in an emergency situation or we have reason to feel so, we can do a performance of it to find out how you're spending your time, what's happening with that time, how you're spending your resources, what you're buying with those money. That's a performance audit. So you can go in and do that audit and get a really good understanding as to what's happening in any situation whatsoever. The auditor needs to do more performance audits so that we can get to the meat of what's actually happening in this state with the money. Let me tell you one thing. The auditor will come in before the budget and review committee and say, oh, I'm saving money. You know, we're doing more with less. We have so much. We're down 7% less than what we asked for last year, but we're still out there auditing the books. You know the secret that she's not telling us that those audits are through private contracts. And those private contracts are not on our books. Why? Because the counties have to pay for those private audits. So that's not showing up on her books to show how much money is really spent with those private, and I'm not going to say that they're not open bids. I don't know the process that she used, but I will say that quite often what's happening is that the private auditors are going out auditing the county books. The state charged the county for those private audits, and the budget in the auditor's office now appear as if they're doing the same amount of work with the money that we give them, but they're not. And so we save money in that sense because a large portion of the staff within the auditor's office should be auditors, and they should be auditing, and if they're not, then that's a problem, right? So that's one area where we can save money. And then once we find out where that money is being misused, misappropriated, and just downright stolen, we can go after that money, get it back. Absolutely. There's a lot of money out there that we need to go back and recoup. And Jobs and Family Services is one area that is for sure we need to take a look at. Left on the table, but I can't go after it. I need the authority. She got the authority, and we still have providers who owe the state of Ohio $50,000, and they are agreeing to pay $10, and everybody's happy. We need to stop leaving that money on the table and go pick it up because it belongs to all of us, and we need to spend it taking care of the problems that we have in the state of Ohio. That's another area.
On the same subject, I know that much of the state, including like JFS and other departments, there are tools in place, whether or not they're working at their best is for question, where they're basically getting audited prior to spending the money, but the legislature and a lot of the elected officials don't have to go through that process. Is there any, you know, what's your feeling about doing this governance prior to spending the money and making that more of a full circle type idea?
Well, I don't know how that could be happening, that the money is being spent. The auditor is supposed to look at those books every year. So once it goes through that cycle, the auditor's office should be in there. So that should not be happening. Now, I don't know if the auditor is actually looking at the books every year, but that is what we're legally charged to do by the Constitution, to look at those books every year. So we should not have to, we should not miss the spending cycle either. And if we do, then we have problems, and that's what you're telling me. There may be some problems with that, huh? Well, the auditor has a responsibility to review the books every year, and there's no reason why we should not. The auditor is given a 75.6 or so million dollars every year. And that's all the main responsibility of the auditor is, to audit. So I don't know why that is happening. But once I get in there, I will know. And you will too.
Given how terrible a job the Republicans have done watching over the state's money in the last couple decades, my guess is that they're going to try to make the auditor's race about everything other than what it is that the auditor has done. They're going to try to make it about abortion and the Republican values and everything else. I'm just wondering how you're going to address that.
Well, you know, as I said, I worked with Bill Clinton in 92, and I learned that as soon as they come out, that we got to be prepared to respond.
Yeah.
Not only do I know what the auditor is supposed to do, I know how to explain that, and I know how to fight. You know, my thing is I don't like to start a fight, but, you know, if there's going to be a fight, I'll start it. I think that we know that. Anyone that's on this ticket understands that this is going to be one vicious campaign.
Yeah.
And that we have to be prepared to go out and, first of all, talk to all of you. Secondly, we have to raise money. And then we have to raise more money because it comes down, you know, you're sick of the ad. I'm sick of the ad. I don't want to see the ad, but we got to have it. Because we got to be able to respond. And we got to define ourselves and not let anyone else tell you who I am. So I'm not going to let them tell you who I am. I am going to tell you who I am. And if you like it, then you support me. If you don't, then you won't. But you're absolutely right. This race will be about everything except auditing. It will be about everything except them. But I'm going to keep coming back to them. But I will also be there prepared financially, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, to talk about what's happening in this state. And hopefully you'll be there with me and we'll get the word out that we're tired of being, this is just a secondhand type argument that you're giving. We're tired of these types of issues. Let's talk about the issues. We need to make sure that all of the candidates talk about the issue, dealing with the office that they're running for. Now, of course, as a Democrat, I will be the tax and spend Democrat. I will be the one who voted for taxes and wanted to spend your money and wanted to do this, and so don't let that happen. I will be that person. I have no doubt about it. But when does the auditor deal with taxes? What does the auditor have to do with taxes? That's the question you got to keep in your mind. When does the auditor does not? The auditor is supposed to account and make sure that the tax dollars is being spent for the stated purpose, period. So we have to make sure that we keep the message out there that we know what the auditor's office does and that we do not allow them to get away from the office. But it's going to happen, and I can tell you that I will be prepared to respond. I am capable of responding. I am eager to respond because we absolutely have to give our state back to the people, the board of directors who's paying for the state, and that's you, and I am committed to do that. I am totally committed to do that. And it's been great speaking with you. It's wonderful. This is such a wonderful crowd today, and I'm happy to be here. I am going to get on the road back and go slip and slide back to Athens if you allow me. Thank you.